You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, we like to get bands before they blow up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because after they blow up, they don't want to come in here.
Yeah.
So that's why last week I came into the studio during our spring break.
And overachiever.
Show off.
I was trying to show off to the bosses a little bit. And because Scooter Braun's got a new band. Scooter Braun's Justin Bieber's manager.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got this new band called Rixton. And when I heard Scooter was working with them and that they wanted to come in and talk to us, I was like, well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll come in during my vacation.
Was Lil Twist here?
Lil Twist was not here. They're not at that level yet, Al.
Okay, Lil Zah, Lil
no
Zay?
No Lils. Wow. No Lils were here.
Okay.
They're little guys, but Lil guys were here.
Got it.
So, meet Rixton. Hey, it's JC, and I'm sitting here in a room full of dudes. You guys are a band. I'm here with the band Rixton.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys didn't bring any girls. I figured you guys would...
No, they're all in the car.
Yeah, I wore cologne and everything for this.
We left them at the hotel.
So I got Danny.
Yeah.
Say hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny.
I got my man Louie.
Hello.
I got Charlie.
Hello, mate.
And I got my boy Jake.
Hello, hello, hello.
Clearly from your accents, you guys are from Montana.
Straight from the hood.
Montana.
Wow. Who did that?
Me.
That's a great...
Do that again?
Montana.
I mean, I don't know what the Montana accent sounds like, but I figure that's pretty
apparently good. The most manliest of men come from Montana.
Yeah, I think so.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah. Where is it?
What city did you grow up in there, Jake?
So how are you today, dude?
No, you guys are in the middle of what we like to call blowing up here in the States. Because you guys, I saw your videos on, I follow Scooter Braun on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And I saw that you guys were partying at his house.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And what caught me was, I didn't even know it was you guys at first because you were doing that, what he doesn't know. I thought you guys were actually comedians.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought you guys were just some funny dudes that were at his house. And then I started looking up your music and you guys are like a legit band.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You got great music. Your first single was Make Out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you a question about that, Jake.
Oh, here we go.
You know where I'm going.
Yes.
Were you really naked?
I was fully,
like the day he was
fully
born.
Nude.
Like the day he was born.
Well, I walked out on set and there was like, it was just 50 dudes and like hair and makeup. And I was just like, I can either like back off from this and be shy or I can just go for it. And I walked out on set. And I dropped my towel expecting to get, like, a laugh from people. And everyone's just like, oh, God!
I mean, I would prefer to get, like, a, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean. I was going to try to pause it to see if you were really naked, but I felt weird about pausing in that situation.
You need good Zoom.
You know, it's just kind of weird. Now, Jake, you were an actor back in the UK.
Yeah.
Still are, right?
Yeah, now and then. I like to dabble, yeah.
So how'd you guys get together? What was the...
Well, I finished school. I went to like an acting school as such. I finished at the age of 16. And from the age of 14, all I wanted to do was write and be in a band.
Right.
I thought it looked so much fun. So me and Danny over there, we started our own band. And then we just wanted to focus on the writing side of things. And then from there, we lived in his mum's back garden in her trailer.
Really?
Yeah
for
so
like
you guys
2 years.
Literally started from the bottom.
Yeah.
Now we're here.
So yeah, from there we met Charlie. Charlie was touring for 10 years, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was in a band before, and it wasn't really happening. And I kind of caught on about these guys wanting a guitarist, so I basically just hooked Jake up, and we met in London, had a few drinks, and
so you were like a free agent, and they just signed you on.
Yeah,
hey, why don't you come be in Rixton?
That's
real quick?
It.
Because your band's not doing crap right now.
Yeah. With Charlie, But I mean, you know, obviously we get the boy band thing a lot, which is crazy because Charlie's 28.
You're 28.
Yeah, I'll bring the experience.
The
I can't say manliness.
And then Louie, go on, Louie, you tell this one, mate, so it doesn't get highly awkward.
Okay. I didn't know Jake at the time, and I met this chick and started trying to hit on her.
Uh-huh.
And was trying to, you know, I knew she had a boyfriend, but I was still trying to woo her up. Turned out Jake was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, I was hitting her up on Facebook and stuff. Next thing, he starts Facebook stalking me. And then, he just saw that I was a drummer, hit me up, and then...
Got rid of her, and here we are.
Her and we stuck together.
You're trying to hook up with my girlfriend, but I see you like bang on things. Literally.
Yeah.
come join our band.
Yeah, so we got rid of her, and we're here. So that's... Story of
Rixton.
And the most recent thing where people might be seeing you guys on is that you guys were at South by Southwest.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you guys performed with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah. Cool, very unexpected. Yeah, yeah, really, really cool guy. Actually,
you guys had no idea he was
not at all.
The funny thing is, we got told to go on set. We got told to go on halfway through Tori Kelly's set when she was playing Suit and Tie.
Tori Kelly.
Yeah. And Scooter turned around and he said, "Make some room for the stage. Justin's coming on." But because we were playing Suit and Tie, I thought Justin Timberlake was about to walk out.
Oh, so you got super excited.
Yeah, so I was like, well, what's going on? And then Bieber walked out, and I was just as excited. But the place just erupted.
You know, about 6 years ago or 5 years ago, he was sitting in this studio.
Oh, really?
We had him for about a week. Right around, like, you guys, he was starting to blow up, and he was starting to have people show up at random places like this. You're at our studio, and you have random people showing up to come see you. Is that when you're finally noticing, okay, we're making an impact here?
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, like, we did a show in Phoenix, and it's like 100 kids turned up, and we're like,
Phoenix?
The last time
we were
playing to, like, our parents and our grandparents and brothers and sisters, and now we've got, like, 100 kids in Phoenix.
Yeah, and it's incredibly humbling, man. It makes you realise, you know, this is kind of why you do it, just so they hear new music. And
we love meeting them and chatting to them and getting to know them and stuff.
And that's how you got to do it.
Saying exactly. Yeah.
You met Kanye. Where'd you meet Kanye West?
We met him at the Def Jam.
Def Jam party. Yeah. And we walked in and...
Two Chainz.
Did you yell, 2 Chainz?
No,
he kind of did. He had a hat on that said 2 Chainz.
But he was wearing 1 chain. I was a bit like...
I didn't get the memory of that, mate.
But we stood next to him and we were chatting to him, and then Danny in my ear just kept going, "Sold out arenas, you can."
That's my favorite line of music right now.
And he just kept saying it, and I was going, "Danny, please." But he's a really, really, really nice guy. He's a human.
He's so lovely.
I was going to say, there's a funny story about Danny. Danny likes hip hop, but not like as much as us guys. Like,
I'm not in the rap scene really.
Yeah, he was standing there, and it was like Method Man was standing behind him.
Dude, exactly.
No, but he was and someone spilt something on his Jordans.
Someone spilt a drink on his feet.
Going, oh my God, like screaming. And Danny's standing going,
next to Danny's
am I dead? Charlie, am I dead? What's going on now? Like,
scared. I thought I was going to die in that second.
Were you kind of let down though that Kanye didn't go off on a rant? I feel like if I want to meet Kanye, I want him to go off on a rant.
He didn't say
he was actually, no, like, he actually didn't really so say. Chill and just... Cool.
I made him laugh, which is my biggest.
Oh, please tell. How do you make Kanye laugh?
Well, Tori came with us as well to meet Kanye, and Scooter introduced, and Scooter was like, "She's got the best voice in the world," and Kanye was like, "Well, you know, hook me up, get me in the studio with her," and everyone was like, "Yeah," and it just went silent. And everyone just looked at us, and I just went, "Yeah, we'll just watch." And Kanye laughed and shook my hand. I was like, "Cheers, Kanye, mate. You're a good guy, man." Don't
you fangirled so much, Jay.
Literally did.
Now, I also want to talk about the "Me and My Broken Heart" video.
Yeah.
You guys, you're not on it. Is it just a lyric video?
That's just the lyric video.
It's only the lyric video.
Okay, so
the actual video is coming out soon. It's a long video.
Is it as weird as Make Out? Is it going to be a long?
No. It's more serious. It's more like Guy Ritchie sort of.
Yeah, we've done
Ritchie.
Some acting.
You did some acting.
Yeah, we all did.
We've made it like a mini film.
It's like 8 minutes long.
And a music video, yeah.
But Jake was the only one that managed to kiss the hot girl. So
I know, what's that about?
Do you know what I mean?
Preferential treatment over there.
I was like literally blagging management for an hour to try and let me kiss her, but they wouldn't.
She was silly hot. Wasn't
she was like
silly
ridiculous.
Hot.
Yeah. Okay.
She was actually the girl from the "As Long as You Love Me" video with Justin Bieber.
Oh, you got a double dip.
Well, yeah.
double dip. With Justin's girl.
That was our hotel room last night. No, we were. He had to kiss her for like. He had to kiss her loads in his video, and then I had to kiss her in mine, and I asked her who was better, and she said Justin.
Sorry, Jake.
And she won't pick up the phone. And so if you're listening, please, let me just take you after dinner.
Jake is looking for you.
Yeah.
Did you guys start doing covers? Is that how you started doing music? Or is that something that just kind of progressed as you guys got going?
Yeah, that progressed.
I mean, all the covers we do always just start with an idea in like the rehearsal room, and we're like, we might as well just film it and upload it.
Because, man, your guys' your thong song is legit.
Thank you very much.
So then I spent like 2 hours just watching you guys' remixes. And I was like, "Remix to Ignition." I was like, "That's my jam right there." So what I want to do is I want to hear you guys sing. Would you guys mind singing for us?
No, I'd love to.
Here to perform their new hit song, "Me and My Broken Heart." This is Rixton.
All I need is a little love in my life. All I need is a little love in the dark. A little bit I'm hoping it might kickstart. Me and my broken heart, I need a little loving tonight. Homie, so I'm not falling apart. A little bit, I'm hoping it might kickstart.
feeling very Latin today.
Yeah. Me and my broken heart, let's go! A shotgun, aimed at my heart, you got one. Tear me apart and then some. How do we call this love? Drop!
Whoa, oh, oh.
Hey. I try to run away, but your eyes tell me to stay. Oh, why? Why do we call this love?
Whoa, oh, oh.
It seems like we've been losing control, baby. Somebody tell me I'm not alone when I say. Me and my broken heart, I need a little loving tonight. Moment so I'm not falling apart. A little bit, I'm hoping it might kickstart. Me and my broken heart.
Woo!
Hey. Maybe some part of you just hates me. You pick me up and play me. How do you call this love?
Whoa, oh, oh.
One time, tell me. To make it easy, you lie and say it's all for love.
Whoa, oh, oh.
It seems like we've been losing control, baby. Somebody tell me I'm not alone when I say all I need's a little love in my life. All I need's a little love in the dark. A little bit of more in my kickstart. Me and my broken heart. Tonight, only so I'm not falling apart. A little bit, I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. Hey, whoa, whoa, woo. Me and my broken heart. Whoa, whoa, me and my broken.
Give it up for Danny on the keys, everyone.
Needs a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. I need a little love tonight. Homie, so I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Weren't they good?
Yeah.
So good.
Nice guys.
All British and stuff and funny. So if you want more Ricks, then you can head on over to KidNation.com for more interview action.
All right.
We got even more because we talked for a while, actually. And if that's not enough, at 10 a.m. Central today, we're going to give away 100 free downloads of their new single, Me and My Broken Heart, which just came out.
For free?
For free. You can get that at KidNation.com. Again, that's at 10 a.m. Central today. Thank you, Interscope Records.
Well, JC, you weren't the only one that got to interview some famous people lately.
Really?
Yeah, I flew out to Los Angeles and sat down with Jason Bateman and Katherine Hahn. They star in the new movie Bad Words, which comes out this weekend.
And that means you got to stay in a cool hotel and everything?
That's all you're concerned about?
Yeah, the hotel had four seasons.
Wow!
No, it was awesome. We had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, a lot of the words in the interview are going to have to be bleeped since the movie's all about bad words.
Oh, okay.
But you get to hear my interview with Jason Bateman and Katherine Hahn from Bad Words tomorrow at 7:15 Central.
Well, there will be no bad words coming up next.
Oh, that's bull.
All right. Well, maybe there will be a couple. Kelly's going to give us her love advice, and we'll see how happy or not she is today. You feeling good, Kelly?
Yeah.
All right. Love Letters to Kelly is next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Everybody's talking about March Madness
and
all that.
It's all the rage, man. That's what's happening. Gotta get my bracket.
You do need to make your bracket.
Yeah.
Especially because if you make a perfect one, didn't Warren Buffett
offer get
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, we're celebrating March Sadness.
Celebrating?
Jenna, fill us in on what's going on.
Well, I'm not exactly sure how March Sadness is going down, but I'm just kind of heartbroken right now, so...
Yeah. You dumped or got dumped or something.
No,
who did the dumping? But
very blurry.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of, I had to sort of in something with someone because they don't want to be with me.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
There was a magical trip.
I don't want to make fun of you now.
And then it was just...
Put it like that.
I know. That's why we're doing March Sadness.
Yeah. Okay. I'm phenomenally worst heartbreak of my life. Let's put it that way.
Well, dang. The worst heartbreak of your...
For sure. I mean, I guess we all have one of those, but that's right. For sure what it is for me.
You could take part in March Sadness if you want. Call us up, 800-KID-LIVE.
He doesn't want to be part of this.
800-543-3548.
Call us if you're depressed.
No.
No?
That's not the point of March Sadness.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The point of March Sadness is to cheer Jenna up.
Oh.
Make Jenna smile, because I haven't seen them teeth in a long time.
Seen them teeth.
All right.
And seen them teeth.
So, Kelly, what are you going to do to cheer Jenna up?
When I cry hard, you see my teeth.
True.
Kelly?
Gosh, you know, because I am so good at cheering people up.
You are, Kelly.
Because you know me, I'm fun. I'm going to take Jenna out,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to let her watch me have two drinks. Because two drinks, Kelly, is fun. Did you want to go watch that, Jenna?
That's go watch fun. Another woman drink while you're heartbroken.
I'm telling
you. That makes
you.
Kelly happy.
Yeah. But then I worry Kelly's going to start complaining.
Watch like,
why
are, Kelly.
Why aren't people hitting on me?
Right.
No, when I'm two drink Kelly, I don't care.
That's true.
Okay.
Two drink Kelly don't care.
So Kelly,
honey badger don't care.
So I'm gonna take Jenna out and I'm gonna get buzzed.
Because you said 2014 is the year of
day drinking.
All right, JC, what are you gonna do to cheer Jenna up?
Jenna.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
No. I have a joke for you to cheer you up.
Oh no.
So there's this guy, right? And he's at home.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Jenna's already laughing. It's good.
No, she's not.
So he's at home and he hears a knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks over to his door and he opens it and there's just one little snail right there chilling.
Oh my God, not this joke again.
So then this guy picks the snail up and he's like, I don't want to step on him when I leave. So he throws it. Boom. Gone. Get out of here.
See, I always kind of hoped like if there was a knock on my door that it would be this person.
Oh, it's not a dude. Sorry. Oh. Snails. So then three years later.
I've got to get him a new joke book.
3 years later, he hears a knock on his door again, and he walks over to it, and he has a cool beard by now, and he opens it up,
and that
snail's there again, and the snail's like, hey, what the heck was that about?
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Right? Because it took him a long time.
You know what I enjoy? I enjoy the joy that JC has
in telling the same joke.
I enjoy that.
Because snails are slow, so it took him 3 years to get back to the door.
I love watching JC tell a joke. I do. Because he loves it. It makes him so happy.
It does.
That makes me happy.
But it didn't make Jenna happy. Look at her.
I do not laugh at that.
It almost makes me more sad because I've always been so envious of JC, how he's so resilient. Like, he's always pretty happy.
You just gotta be happy.
I'm so tired of people telling me, like, just be happy.
This song plays in my head all the time. Ren and Stimpy.
I was happy.
Well, go back there.
I was happy.
Well, Kelly just gave me a great idea.
Oh, good.
On how I can make you happy.
If it has something to do with going out and just getting drunk, it doesn't. It makes me cry at the end of the night.
Do not plug your bar.
Well, that's up to you whether you get drunk or not.
No, I usually throw Kelly a birthday party.
Uh-huh.
It's become a tradition.
And Kelly, I was texting Kelly while I was in Mexico. I'm like, what about this? What about this? She goes, just forget it.
Just forget it. Just forget trouble. It.
And so I was kind of disappointed. I was very disappointed, actually, but I was in Mexico, so I blew it off.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're still doing it?
I will, but anyway, she said, throw Jenna a party for her birthday.
Jenna?
Yeah, we could start the tradition of Jenna's birthday party at Big Al's Bar.
Your birthday's on Friday this year?
Yeah.
Perfect night to start.
I'm going to, I planned a trip before this happened.
So there's that out.
With that same guy?
No, but just including him, but I'm still going to go with friends to Mexico. But you guys are more than welcome to go if you want.
Well, that's where it all went downhill, though.
To Mexico?
Yeah.
We're willing to go to Mexico?
Yeah, you're welcome to come with me. Yeah. I'm paying for the hotel. Let's go.
Oh, it's Mother's Day. I can't go. Yeah, it's Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
She just invited you and you said no. You think that's going to make her feel better?
It's Mother's Day weekend.
You're killing March Sadness,
Al. You're willing to throw a party for her.
That's a Friday.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
Go back Saturday.
Yeah.
Go to Mexico for a day?
Al.
You know what? I think I've hit my, like, peak rejection tolerance.
When Big Al rejects you, that's woo.
Hold on, Jenna. Maybe Amber can make you feel a little bit better. Amber, welcome to March Sadness. Make Jenna feel better about herself.
Well, I'm thinking that I can talk her sad story, and maybe that'll make her feel better, because 15 years ago, I was engaged to a man, and we were too young to get married, so we broke up and parted ways, and I ended up marrying another man, and during the course of that marriage, kind of got back with the first guy, and decided to divorce my then husband, who took 6 years to divorce me. And so I've been dating my current boyfriend, that was my 15 years ago boyfriend, now for about 8 years. And I've always wanted to get married, and because of the divorce, we couldn't. So finally, a year and a half ago, I got divorced. And so I've been kind of going marriage, you know. And finally this weekend, he sat me down and he said, look, I'm never going to marry you. I don't want to get married, and I really want to. So after a 15-year-long being in love with one guy and a $50,000 divorce in between it,
yeah,
6 years, we have parted ways. And so I'm hoping that my disgustingly sad story will make Jenna feel just a little bit better.
I think y'all should go out together.
No, I'm almost like,
man.
Y'all should go out and hit out the town. Like,
so, at least she got 15 years with
15,
the guy.
Jenna, you still have 13 more years of this to go.
Yeah, 15 of the best years of her life she can't get back.
Yeah.
Hey, Amber, you want me to throw a party for you at my bar?
Yeah.
See?
See? Cool, done.
So Amber beat you by 15 years.
No, she got 15 years. That sounds nice.
Oh, man. Oh. Jenna, you got to cheer up. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're depressing me.
All right, Al.
You're depressing me.
March Sadness continues on Jenna's Facebook, if you want to write her something, or on Twitter.
Your bracket is filled out correctly.
Hashtag March Sadness when you write something nice to Jenna.
Oh,
so we can see all those. Well, coming up next,
yes.
You may have heard their song, Me and My Broken Heart, on the radio.
Jeez, God, what is going on with you guys?
I want to throw this one out to my homegirl, Jenna.
I'm going to have to start, like, heavily medicating before I come to work.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, we like to get bands before they blow up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because after they blow up, they don't want to come in here.
Yeah.
So that's why last week I came into the studio during our spring break.
Uh-huh. Overachiever.
Yeah. Well, you know. Show off.
I was trying to show off to the bosses a little bit. And because Scooter Braun's got a new band. Scooter Braun's Justin Bieber's manager.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got this new band called Rixton. And when I heard Scooter was working with them and that they wanted to come and talk to us, I was like, well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll come in during my vacation.
Was Lil Twist here?
Lil Twist was not here. They're not at that level yet, Al.
Okay, Lil Zah, Lil
Zay?
No Lils.
Wow. No Lils were here.
Okay.
They're little guys, but no little guys were here.
Got it.
So meet Rixton. Hey, it's JC, and I'm sitting here in a room full of dudes. You guys are a band. I'm here with the band Rixton.
Hello. Hello.
You guys didn't bring any girls. I figured you guys would.
No, they're all in the car.
Yeah. I wore cologne and everything for this.
We left them at the hotel.
So I got Danny.
Yeah.
Say hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny.
I got my man Louie.
Hello.
I got Charlie.
Hello, mate.
And I got my boy Jake.
Hello, hello, hello.
Clearly from your accents, you guys are from Montana.
Straight from the hood.
Montana.
Wow. Who did that?
Me.
That's a great...
Say that again?
Montana.
I mean, I don't know what the Montana accent sounds like, but I figure that's pretty
apparently good. The most manliest of men come from Montana.
Yeah, I think so.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah. Where is it?
What city did you grow up in there, Jake?
So how are you today, dude?
No, you guys are in the middle of what we like to call blowing up here in the States. Because you guys, I saw your videos on, I follow Scooter Braun on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And I saw that you guys were partying at his house.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And what caught me was, I didn't even know it was you guys at first because you were doing that, what he doesn't know. I thought you guys were actually comedians.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought you guys were just some funny dudes that were at his house. And then I started looking up your music and you guys are like a legit band.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
You got great music. Your first single was Make Out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you a question about that, Jake.
Oh, here we go.
You know where I'm going.
Yes.
Were you really naked?
I was fully,
like the day he was
fully
born.
Nude.
Like the day he was born.
Well, I walked out on set and there was like, it was just 50 dudes and like hair and makeup and stuff. And I was just like, I can either like back off from this and be shy or I can just go for it. And I walked out on set And I dropped my towel expecting to get like a laugh from people, and everyone was just like, oh, God!
I mean, I would prefer to get like a, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean. I was going to try to pause it to see if you were really naked, but I felt weird about pausing in that situation.
you need good Zoom for
it. You know, it's just kind of weird. Now, Jake, you were an actor back in the UK.
Yeah.
Still are, right?
Yeah, now and then. I like to dabble, yeah.
So how'd you guys get together? What was the...
Well, I finished school. I went to like an acting school as such. I finished at the age of 16. And from the age of 14, all I wanted to do was write and be in a band.
Right.
I thought it looked so much fun. So me and Danny over there, we started our own band. And then we just wanted to focus on the writing side of things. And then from there, we lived in his mum's back garden in a trailer.
Really?
Yeah,
for like 2 years.
So you guys literally started from the bottom.
Yeah.
Now we're here.
So yeah, from there we met Charlie was touring for 10 years, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was in a band before, and it wasn't really happening, and I kind of caught on about these guys wanting a guitarist, so I basically just hooked Jake up, and we met in London, had a few drinks, and
so you were like a free agent and they just signed you on.
Why don't you
come be in Rixton?
That's
real
it
quick? Your band's not doing crap right now.
With Charlie, but I mean, you know, obviously we get the boy band thing a lot, which is crazy, because Charlie's 28.
You're 28.
Yeah, I'll bring the experience.
The
I can't say manliness.
And then Louis, go on, Louis, you tell this one, mate, so it doesn't get highly awkward.
Okay. I didn't know Jake at the time, and I met this chick and started trying to hit on her.
Uh-huh.
And was trying to, you know, I knew she had a boyfriend, but I was still trying to woo her up. Turned out Jake was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was hitting her up on Facebook and stuff. Next thing, he starts Facebook stalking me. And then, yeah, he just saw that I was a drummer, hit me up, and then...
Got rid of her, and here we are.
And hey, we stuck together.
You're trying to hook up with my girlfriend, but I see you like to bang on things. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
come join our band.
Yeah, so we got rid of her, and we're here. So that's... Story of Rixon.
And the most recent thing where people might be seeing you guys on is that you guys were at South by Southwest.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you guys performed with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah.
Cool very, guy. Very unexpected. Yeah. Yeah, really cool guy, actually.
You guys had no idea he was
not at all.
The funny thing is, we got told to go on set. We got told to go on halfway through Tori Kelly's set when she was playing, Suit and Tie.
Tori Kelly.
Yeah. And Scooter turned around and he said, make some room for the stage. Justin's coming on. But because we were playing Suit and Tie, I thought Justin Timberlake was about to walk out.
Oh, so you got super excited.
Yeah, so I was like, well, what's going on? And then Bieber walked out and I was just as excited. But the place just erupted.
You know, about 6 years ago or 5 years ago, he was sitting in this studio.
Oh, really?
We had him for about a week. Right around, like, you guys, he was starting to blow up, and he was starting to have people show up at random places like this. You're at our studio, and you have random people showing up to come see you. Is that when you're finally noticing, okay, we're making an impact here?
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, like, we did a show in Phoenix, and it's like 100 kids turned up, and we're like,
Phoenix?
The last time
we were
playing to, like, our parents and our grandparents and brothers and sisters, and now we've got, like, 100 kids in Phoenix.
Yeah, and it's incredibly humbling, man.
It makes
you realise, you know, this is kind of why you do it, so they hear new music. And
we love meeting them and chatting to them and getting to know them and stuff.
And that's how you got to do it.
Saying exactly. Yeah.
You met Kanye. Where'd you meet Kanye West?
We met him at the Def Jam.
Def Jam party.
Yeah.
And we walked in and...
Two Chainz.
Did you yell, 2 Chainz?
No,
he kind of did. He had a hat on that said 2 Chainz.
But he was wearing 1 chain. I was a bit like, I can't get the memory of that, mate. But we stood next to him and we were chatting to him, and then Danny in my ear just kept going, sold out arenas, you can.
That's my favorite line of music right now.
And he just kept saying it, and I was going, Danny, please. But he's a really, really, really nice guy. He's a human.
He's so lovely.
I was going to say, there's a funny story about Danny. Danny likes hip hop, but not like as much as us guys.
I'm not in the rap scene, really.
Yeah. He was standing there, and then it was like Method Man was standing behind him.
Dude,
someone spilt something on his Jordans.
Someone spilt a drink on his feet.
Going, oh my God, like screaming. And Danny's standing going,
next to Danny's
am I dead? Charlie, am I dead? What's going on now? Like, scared.
I thought I was going to die in that second.
Were you kind of let down though that Kanye didn't go off on a rant? I feel like if I want to meet Kanye, I want him to go off on a rant.
He didn't say
anything. He actually didn't really. So chill and just... Cool.
I made him laugh, which is my biggest.
Oh, please tell. How do you make Kanye laugh?
Well, Tori came with us as well to meet Kanye, And Scooter introduced, and Scooter was like, she's got the best voice in the world. And Kanye was like, well, you know, hook me up, get me in the studio with her. And everyone was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just went silent. And everyone just looked at us, and I just went, yeah, we'll just watch. And Kanye laughed and shook my hand. I was like, cheers, Kanye, mate. You're a good guy, man. Don't
you fangirled so much, Jay.
You literally did.
Now, I also want to talk about the Me and My Broken Heart video.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, you're not on it. It's just is it just a lyric video?
That's just a lyric video.
Yeah, it's only the lyric video, yeah.
Okay, so
the actual video is coming out soon. It's a long video.
Is it as weird as Make Out? Is it going to be a long
video? No. It's more serious. It's more like Guy Ritchie sort of.
Yeah, we've done some acting.
You did some acting?
Yeah, we all did.
We've made it like a mini film.
It's like 8 minutes long.
In a music video, yeah.
But Jake was the only one that managed to kiss the hot girl, so...
I know, what's that about?
Do you know what I mean?
Preferential treatment over there.
I was like literally blagging management for an hour to try and let me kiss her, but they wouldn't...
She was silly hot. Wasn't
she was like
silly
ridiculous.
Hot.
Yeah.
Okay. She was actually the girl from the "As Long as You Love Me" video with Justin Bieber.
Oh, you got a double dip.
Well, yeah,
double dip. That was dip for Justin's girl.
That was our hotel room last night. No, we were. He had to kiss her for like, he had to kiss her loads in his video, and then I had to kiss her in mine, and I asked her who was better, and she said Justin.
Oh. I'm sorry, Jake.
And she won't pick up the phone. And so if you're listening, please, let me just take you off dinner.
Jake is looking for you.
Yeah.
Did you guys start doing covers? Is that how you started doing music? Or is that something that just kind of progressed as you guys got going?
Yeah, that progressed.
All the covers we do always just start with an idea in, like, the rehearsal room. And we're like, we might as well just film it and upload it.
Because, man, your guys' your thong song is legit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, dude.
So then I spent like 2 hours just watching you guys' remixes. And I was like, remix to Ignition? I was like, that's my jam right there. So what I want to do is I want to hear you guys sing. Would you guys mind singing for us?
No, I'd love to.
Here to perform their new hit song, Me and My Broken Heart, this is Rixton.
All I need is a little love in my life. All I need is a little love in the dark. A little bit I'm hoping it might kickstart. Me and my broken heart. I need a little loving tonight. Homie, so I'm not falling apart. A little bit I'm hoping it might kickstart.
Feeling very Latin today.
Yeah. Me and my broken heart. Let's go! A shotgun. Aimed at my heart, you got one. Tear me apart and then some. How do we call this love? Trap!
Whoa, oh, oh.
Hey. I try to run away, but your eyes tell me to stay. Oh, why? Why do we call this love?
Whoa, oh, oh.
It seems like we've been losing control. Me and my broken heart. I need a little loving tonight. Homie, so I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart. Me and my broken heart.
Woo!
Hey. Maybe some part of you just hates me. You pick me up and play me. How do you call this love?
Whoa, oh, oh.
One time, tell me. To make it easy, you lie and say it's all for love.
Whoa, oh, oh.
It seems like we've been losing control, baby. Somebody tell me I'm not alone. When I say all I need's a little love in my life, all I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart. Me and my broken heart. So I'm not falling apart. A little bit I'm hoping it might kickstart. Me and my broken heart. Hey, whoa, whoa, woo. Me and my broken heart. Whoa, whoa. Me and my broken. Give it up for Danny on the keys, everyone.
Woo.
Here we go.
all I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. I need a little loving tonight. Moment so I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart.
Thank you.
Weren't they good?
Yeah.
So good.
Nice guys.
They're all British and stuff and funny. So if you want more Ricks, then you can head on over to KidNation.com for more interview action.
All right.
We got even more because we talked for a while, actually. And if that's not enough, at 10 a.m. Central today, we're going to give away 100 free downloads of their new single, Me and My Broken Heart, which just came out.
For free?
For free. You can get that at KidNation.com. Again, that's at 10 a.m. Central today. Thank you, Interscope Records.
Well, JC, you weren't the only one that got to interview some famous people lately.
Really?
Yeah, I flew out to Los Angeles and sat down with Jason Bateman and Katherine Hahn. They star in the new movie Bad Words, which comes out this weekend.
And that means you got to stay in a cool hotel and everything?
That's all you're concerned about?
Yeah, the hotel had four seasons.
Wow!
No, it was awesome. We had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, a lot of the words in the interview are going to have to be bleeped since the movie's all about bad words.
Oh, okay.
But you get to hear my interview with Jason Bateman and Katherine Hahn from Bad Words tomorrow at 7:15 Central.
Well, there will be no bad words coming up next.
Oh, that's bull.
All right. Well, maybe there will be a couple. Kelly's going to give us her love advice, and we'll see how happy or not she is today. You feeling good, Kelly?
Yeah.
All right. Love letters to Kelly is next.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, you're thinking, there aren't that many Groomzillas out there, right? No. Yeah. How common is a Groomzilla?
Men are starting to take ownership of some things that they traditionally have kind of left alone. A lot of wedding magazines are citing that as many as 80 to 85% of grooms are now full planning partners in their own weddings.
What? 80%?
80%?
Come on, guys!
We don't even like to go to weddings.
Pulling that stat, you know?
From stuff? From the wedding magazine people? Now, even celebrities turn into Groomzillas, right,
well,
Jenna?
That guy did say something about them thinking they're a god. And God himself, of course, I'm talking about Yeezus.
Uh-huh. Oh, Kanye, yeah.
Yes.
Self-proclaimed.
Kanye, yeah, we know him. He's marrying Kim Kardashian this summer in France, and he's been doing all of the planning. Friends say that Kanye has told them this will be the event of the year. Think fashion runway, stage show performance. Think avant-garde. Think like nothing you've ever seen before.
Oh.
Kanye saying, this is a concept event based on a wedding. So what, it's wedding themed? No, it is a wedding.
You should have a concert, a wedding tour. Just get married in like 50 cities across the United States.
Yeah, right?
Keep doing it over.
He's invited, all the top heads of, major design labels. And forgetting to involve Kim in the meetings with the wedding planner.
Forgetting.
Oh, my bad, baby.
Oh, you want to come in here?
Oh, Kim, you're not doing anything today, but I forgot to tell you.
I just saw one gossip blog said this morning that the wedding, the Kim Ye wedding, uh-huh, will be a two-part E special.
Oh, good.
Hadn't been confirmed by E, but.
If I do get married again.
Don't
just
be that.
Just let me know when it is. Let me know the time.
Well, you say that, but if you get married again, the odds are it will be her first marriage.
Yeah. And
so she might want to do.
Let her do it all.
And see,
but you know what? The trendy thing is girls, I don't know why, they want the man to be involved. Why?
Yeah, why?
It creates fights. It's just going to create fights.
It does.
That's all it does.
When the man doesn't care like you want him to, then you're going to internalize it. Well, that means you don't care about me.
Right.
I care about you. Let's just do it on the beach. Nice and simple. Boom.
First step of if you have a problem is admitting you have a problem. Mm-hmm. So, Malcolm, welcome to Groomzillas Anonymous.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Not really anonymous when we said his name's Malcolm.
I know, not really anonymous, but...
Are you a Groomzilla, Malcolm?
I was called it during my wedding about a month ago. Sort of before the wedding actually took place, I was trying to get my groomsmen ready and in order. And a few months prior to the wedding, I was calling them, texting them, and asking them a bunch of information. And they were just like, come on, dude, relax. Take it easy. Like, I just wanted the everyone to get here and have a good time. And so sort of my stress sort of made them feel like I was a groomzilla.
Yeah.
Did you lose any friends because of this?
No, I mean, they all enjoyed themselves. They're not from Texas. A lot of them came from Canada, so they had a lot of expenses. So I was trying to make sure they had their expenses ready and stuff to go to hotel rooms. And
yeah.
giving money for touches and whatnot.
Was there any one event that led you to believe that you were a groomzilla?
I mean, I got a few. On the Facebook chats, we had like a groomsman chat, and I got groomzilla on there 3 or 4 times. So, I mean, I don't know how big of a groomzilla I was, but they called it out, so I don't know.
Come on, Malcolm. When did you hit rock bottom, sir?
Yeah, no. Malcolm, what was the detail you cared the most about when it came to your wedding?
The detail. I mean, all these guys had to get their tuxes fitted out of state. They're all from different states, so I was like, "Hey guys, get your tuxes." They've been calling me.
That is the groom's one responsibility,
Malcolm. That is fine because that is your job. Your job is to make sure you guys get the tuxedos, and that's it.
Yeah,
so that is your job. Yeah. So you're a mild groom.
Yeah, you weren't just, like, involved in the colors and the napkins
and
the flowers.
You were just doing your part. Yeah,
yeah, you're good, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, you tell your groomsmen to shut it.
Yeah, they really need to.
All right, man.
All right.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
That's a good starter. Okay.
This one might be a little worse. Jake, welcome to Groomzilla's Anonymous, even though it's not anonymous.
Good morning. I'm not a Groomzilla Anonymous. I'm actually a wedding and event coordinator.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you've dealt with Groomzillas.
I have dealt with one Groomzilla, and it was by far the most, like, surreal experience of my life, because normally in my past, the grooms that I've dealt with are chillax. They could care less about what's going on. But last October, I sat down at a consultation with a new bride and groom, and we were discussing flower choices. And my lovely bride-to-be wanted pink peonies in her wedding. But according to this groom, they were too feminine.
Peonies.
And he started pitching a fit, got huffy and puffy, and actually got up and left the consultation and left her sitting there.
Oh,
because of the color of the flowers?
Over the flowers. And
wow.
I just can't see this anymore.
It was all, she was so embarrassed and kept apologizing. And I was like, you know, no big deal. I understand, but I really didn't. I don't know. She got her peonies, and they're getting married in October of this year. So we'll see how things go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Kelly, what's a pink peony?
A peony is just a delicate little flower, and the man was upset. He's like, that's too feminine for the wedding. I want a more masculine flower.
What's a masculine flower?
If you're masculine, you won't be bitching about the type of flower you got.
I like all white, but what's a masculine flower?
I bet he could give us an idea of what a more masculine flower would be.
What would
Jake, what's a masculine flower?
Imagine maybe like a sunflower or I don't know. I think more like color combo on a masculine flower. I think it might have been more of the pink and the lace that you wanted as opposed to the actual flower.
Wow.
So
that's deep.
Well, thanks for the call, Jake. I think we have that groomzilla.
Hey, Jake, we might need to get your information. Somebody on the show might be needing a wedding planner.
Yeah, hold on for us, Jake.
Oh, wow.
Okay, absolutely.
You're really dissing you right there, Jenna.
That's for you, Al.
That was for you, Al.
I know it was.
Wasn't dissing Jenna.
Way to try to deflect, though.
Dissing me, considering everyone knows how much I don't even want a wedding ever.
Yeah. Jeez. Kaylee, you had a groomzilla in your life? Oh, hold on. I should pick up the phone.
Al, what kind of flowers are you going to have at your wedding?
I don't know. Don't care.
Kaylee, you had a groomzilla in your life?
Yes, I do. I'm getting married in 1 month, and my groomzilla has literally taken over the entire wedding. He has changed the date, the invitations, the flowers, the color. He refused to wear a pink tie because I really wanted to have a black and pink wedding, and he told me absolutely not.
Pink. There's nothing wrong. Pink ties are cool.
Yeah, I have two of them.
I've seen lots of grooms wear the pink tie for their brides, and he just absolutely refuses. And we actually got into an argument at dinner one night because I was telling him all my plans for the wedding, and he said he didn't like any of my ideas and that this was his day too, so we needed to come up with a compromise.
No, compromise with all his ideas.
Yeah.
Did you compromise?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
A little bit, yeah, we had to. He refused to get married. I had scheduled the wedding and told everyone that it was going to be on a Friday, and he changed it to a Sunday, so I had to go out and let everyone know that the wedding had been moved because he didn't like the date.
Well, good luck with your future
marriage. Friday night football or something.
Wow.
Was he like this the whole time you were planning the wedding, or did something happen and he just said, no, I'll take care of it?
Yeah, at first he was like, I don't want anything to do with it. I'll just be there and say I do.
Okay, right.
And then all of a sudden,
after he started seeing some of the decisions I was making, he felt like he needed to step in.
Okay.
Is he reading, like, wedding magazines when he sits on the toilet now instead of, like, cool Maxim or something?
He could be. He could be looking at wedding websites and cool tux because now he wants to wear camo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, good luck to your wedding and congratulations. Wow.
Camo wedding. All right.
Thanks, Kaylee. Oh, man. That's kind of cool.
You're going to get whisked away in one of those big hunting trucks.
Zach, you hit your brother-in-law?
Yeah. My brother-in-law is crazy. At the last minute, he went through and changed all the orders for the flowers, the themes, everything. They're setting up the day before the wedding, and he changed everything to baseball and camo themes.
How'd your sister feel about that?
Well, she's very upset. They left. We had to postpone everything for like 2 weeks, and everyone thought they were completely done. But then they compromised and they found a good medium, and they're happy.
What was the medium?
He kind of did it as a, if you can put up with this stuff, you really love me, and we deserve to be together.
So you had a test the day before the wedding?
Damn.
Yeah, it was like a day or two when they were setting up the venue and everything.
Wait, well, I'm interested to know the compromise. Was it like camo and pink?
No, it was like baseball.
Camo?
And camo and, yeah, basically just pink.
Is he a baseball player?
Is he in Duck Dynasty?
No.
Yeah,
he plays college baseball.
Uh-huh.
Is this Honey Boo Boo's family?
They did do the camo wedding.
Oh, the Uncle Rico of baseball. Just can't let it go.
Wow.
I thought Tim Allen had did it. I thought it was a joke.
Oh, man.
Jeez. I'm sorry, Zach. Well, good luck with your brother-in-law.
It's a whole new segment of society that I didn't know existed. The groom's over.
Have you seen my baseball? Thanks, Zach.
It's really kind of disturbing.
That is shocking.
Well, I just don't like that he pulled it last minute as a test of your love for me.
How dare he?
There's some problems.
There's plenty of tests along the way.
Right.
Man, I feel so glad I didn't get into that stuff.
Some relationships thrive on that kind of
drama.
My pink
drama.
My wedding was bright pink and bright orange, and I did not care.
I always just thought if you could just make it to the wedding with a girl involved as a guy, then man, you can really make it through almost anything.
You
make it through that year.
I got my tuxedo score. Good time.
Yeah, that's all you need. Just tell me when to be there.
There's your Groomzilla story.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.